This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. We want to help you guys help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. We're going to leave a link right there in the description so you can do just that.
Have you ever met an insane person?
I'm sorry?
Have you... ever met an insane person? It's like a crazy person.
Yeah, I was going to segue into that real nice.
No,
neat,
have you ever, or have you ever?
That was a hard shift.
Have you ever seen somebody who's having like a breakdown?
Yeah, like a mental breakdown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mentee B?
Yeah, I saw a girl have a panic attack in band class one time because she didn't know her scales.
Dang.
Oh.
So. Yeah,
that's not a fun day.
Yeah. I recently was on like a trip.
A filming trip.
A filming trip.
Yeah. Sure.
Work related.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. You went with Nicholas.
That none of this matters.
Okay.
Who was there? Who went?
Who's to say?
I was just at a filming trip with somebody.
A staff member.
Somewhere.
Okay.
And went up there, did the filming.
Right. Yep.
Everything went great.
Okay.
On the way back, somebody somewhere is getting hungry.
Someone in your car?
I don't know. I don't want to name any names.
Because Nicholas was in your car.
Yeah, I don't want to point any fingers or anything. All I know is that instead of this person saying like, hey, I'm hungry, maybe you want to stop at Bojangles or McDonald's or something like that, from somewhere, again, all I hear is, I won't. Bojangles! I want Bojangles! Where is Bojangles?
And you're driving?
I'm driving.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out what the world. So this
and
person.
And you don't know who this was.
Right. This person is putting
that's
in a GPS.
That's probably more troubling that you don't know who it was.
Yeah, because that sounds like something Nicholas would do.
Well, this person puts in a GPS, Bojangles.
Okay.
And they're like, it says here, it's only going to add 20 minutes to the route. I'm like, no,
oh my goodness.
We're not
20 minutes.
I was like,
it's like 9 at night, right?
Yes. I'm like, I know for sure that I saw Bojangles on the way up here. We can just wait. It only says, okay, this one here only says 7 minutes. It's like, I promise you, I don't need the map. I saw Bojangles on the way up here. Bro, I'm hungry. I just want Bojangles.
Bone jangles?
You keep saying bone jangles.
Yes, it was bone jangles.
Okay.
It was not Bojangles.
Okay.
I want bone jangles, bro. And so, you know, every 5 to 10 minutes, that scream of just terror.
It was a terrified scream.
I want bone jangles. I want bone jangles.
And you're driving late at night.
Yes.
Okay.
So
did you make it to bone jangles?
We are pulling up and I'm like, look, right there. Do you see that sign? He was like, that's not bone jangles. That says Shell Station. I'm like, behind it. He's like, bone jangles. And he screams.
So the manic energy is still there, but he's happy.
Oh, yeah. It's happy manic.
And this is Nicholas?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
We get to the drive-thru. Is someone going to take my order? Is somebody going to take my order?
He's yelling out the window.
He's yelling. And I'm like, bro, what is happening? We order. I get him a 4-piece Supreme with fries and a tea. I get myself 2 egg and cheese biscuits. We go through the drive-thru. We park in a parking space because I don't want to eat and drive because Bojangles is messy. We leave.
So you've already eaten?
I've eaten.
Okay.
I feel a biscuit touch my mouth.
Oh.
He's like putting the biscuit up to your lips.
I feel a biscuit touch my mouth and all I hear is, bro, take a bite of this biscuit, no Bev. It's the Bone Jangles custom.
Whoa,
I'm like, I'm not hungry.
Say
I don't
take a bite of this biscuit, no Bev. It's the Bone Jangles custom.
That mean?
Yes.
He didn't get a beverage?
No, he had a beverage. What he wanted me to do was take a bite of the biscuit without a drink.
Okay, so you get a bite of the biscuit but don't have a drink.
Right.
That doesn't need a name.
What is happening?
Did you feel like if you had just taken a bite of the biscuit, he'd have stopped?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he would have forced me to try to eat the whole biscuit, no Bev.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
It ended up, he was now fully satiated because he'd eaten all his bone jangles.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rest of the drive home was just...
He fell asleep.
I mean, it was relatively normal conversation. Not really, but...
I hate to hear that because typically what we do is to segue out, we say something like... Have you ever driven in the car with a maniac? But I guarantee you the answer will be no if we ask if this ever happened to you.
Let's pose the biscuit no Bev question.
Yeah. Have you ever had a biscuit no Bev?
Have you ever had a biscuit no Bev bone jangles custom?
But I mean, of course. So if I just have a biscuit, but then I take a sip of drink, I've just had a biscuit.
You've broken the law.
Yes.
But
yes,
if I have a biscuit and I don't chase it with water or anything.
If somebody offers you a biscuit no Bev, according to the bone jangles custom, you have to eat it.
This person made up or is this a thing?
We'll find out.
I guess we'll find out.
Let me write in. As the Bone Jangles custom. Write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully, that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Why are you squeezing my shoulder?
Right here, my good radio buddy right there. And that's right, we're here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who's like, get your hand off of me. No, you can put your hand if you want to. We're here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shah, there was a mystery here in the studio today. Someone acted like a maniac in David's car.
Hold on. Before we go further, Dr. Shah, I have to know, have you ever had a biscuit no Bev, the Bone Jangles custom?
Yeah, have you ever had the Bone Jangles custom? That's biscuit no Bev.
What does that mean?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Right.
I
wish no bev.
Yeah,
like no beverage.
I think that's what it means. So have you ever just had a biscuit with no drink? I don't know what this means. I don't know if it's a meme or if it's just the ramblings of an insane person. Here's the thing. And I'm going to turn it over to you because you're the one, you were like at ground zero of this whole debauchery.
The epicenter.
We did do some digging and it turns out it was Nicholas. I think it's okay to say we're at that point where,
except it has been substantiated.
For those who do not know, that's my son.
Yes, that's
he's sitting
Dr.
over
Shaw's
there.
Son, he's
behind the camera.
Yes, he's switching the cameras. He didn't want a mic.
Conveniently not switching the camera to himself.
Yeah, he didn't want a mic or a camera to condemn himself, I guess.
Sure.
But David, I mean, if you just want to tattle to his dad, you now's the time.
So Nicholas and I went on a filming trip for work. And we had a great time. Filming went well. Then on the way back, Nicholas turned into something. Something else.
He hulked out.
Something I'll call the Bone Jangles Monster.
Bone Jangles?
Yes. B-O-N-E Jangles.
Because he was shouting so loud, it sounded like Bone Jangles.
You ever seen that, like a werewolf transformation in movies?
Yeah.
This is like a were Bone Jangles.
Right, right. So basically, the crux of the story is it starts off Nicholas screaming about wanting Bone Jangles. And then we get to Bone Jangles. He screams until we get the food. We get the food. He eats it and he's satisfied until for some reason on the way home, he sticks a Bojangles biscuit in my face while I'm trying to drive in the dark. And he's like, bro, you got to eat this biscuit. No bev. It's the Bone Jangles custom. I said, no, I'm not doing that. He said, you don't understand how many laws you're breaking right now.
Do you, have you ever been driving and your son's just stuck a dry biscuit in your face, Dr. Shaw? Has that ever happened? Like in the dark, you've never.
No,
I see.
Is that what he does?
That's what he did to me, but apparently
that's the Bone Jangles custom. I don't know where that came from or why it's here, but it's here.
And I hate that it had to get revealed on public Christian radio, but I do feel like if there's a menace among us, you know, the people have a right to know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Last chance, Nick, anything you want to say to defend yourself at all? Anything? Wow. All right. Why don't we move on to the verse of the day? Because
We need the word of the Lord to move us away from the Bone Jangles custom.
Yeah, I'm discouraged from that.
The verse of the day today is coming to us from John chapter 10, verse 3. To him, the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
We did a great series a little while back, Dr. Shaw. You preached a series on the seven I am statements. I think we actually did a series here on the Clearview Today Show about them.
I believe so.
I believe we did. If we did, I'm going to link to those in the description.
If we didn't, stay tuned for future episodes.
Because I got about seven episodes on my mind. No, but it was a great series because these are the statements what Jesus says about himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's right. One of the things he says, I am the door, you know?
That's right.
And when the sheep hear his voice, they know. And I think there's something really, really poetic, but at the same time, powerful and authoritative.
That's
about
right.
That.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Door is to keep the sheep safe at the same time to allow them to go out. They're free. Mm-hmm. They're not kept in. They're not enslaved. Mm-hmm. They are protected. Big difference when Jesus says, I'm the door.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So good. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Clear View Current, where we cut through the chaos of today's headlines with a clear Christian perspective. Today on what's going on in the world.
You know, kind of like someone here on our team was shouting and screaming with fiery language about something he truly believed in. Argentina President Javier, I hate to mispronounce his name, Milei? Javier Milei?
Yeah,
sure.
I'll say my boy Javi. He declared war on
boy Javi.
The Daily Wire has been blowing up with this story. People have been posting about it left and right. He's the president of Argentina, and he has declared war on the global left during a speech he gave at the United Nations. He warned basically that the United Nations has completely veered off course in recent decades. Mm. He said it's gone from a shield meant to protect mankind to a leviathan. This is insane. He said it has turned into a leviathan with various tentacles purporting to decide not only what each nation state should do, but also how each of the citizens in the world should live.
Yeah. Your wife actually posted it, a link to his speech at the UN. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, it's a little long, 15, 20 minutes. I said, no, I'll go and watch it. So I did. And I was like hooked because he was saying everything other than the final part of his speech where he says the GD.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, well, that was not needed. everything that he said was phenomenal. Mm. Every point that he was making, whether it was about freedom or about morality or about hard work or all this woke culture that we're in, everything that he was saying, I was like, yep, check, check, mm-hmm. check, check. You are right on.
Right. That's right.
And so I think this guy has a great future ahead of him.
Yeah, yeah, it's always refreshing when someone is able to put in the words all the things that you want to get out. That's kind of what I like about having a daily show is like I try to get all these thoughts out, and I know some episodes I'm just mess it up, but it's like it's not like I'm giving a speech about the UN. I can just try again tomorrow.
Tomorrow's episode, we'll try it. But I mean, do you feel like this sentiment is out there more than has been publicized? Do you feel like more people feel this way? They just haven't spoken up.
Well, if you speak up, then you are threatened.
Right.
If you speak up, then you know you are going to be canceled. Mm-hmm. You're going to be blackballed. So there it's a different world today.
Yeah.
Where what he's saying is nothing new, but saying it today is something, it's scary.
Yeah.
What people may do to you. I don't know if we can play the speech portions of it. That'd be great.
David, if you want to pull it up, speech by Javier Milei, M-I-L-E-I.
And while he's doing that, you know, he came out and said that my grandfather was Jewish, mm-hmm. maternal side, and so he is very proud of his Jewish heritage. Mm-hmm. And so it's a whole different angle that, by his hairstyle is very interesting.
So, I was going to say that. Like, if I was going to give him some more time, you can look up his speech, UN speech. But his hair.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
It's got something. It's given like Albert Einstein.
It's given Albert Einstein meets Austin Powers. I hate to even say
the
that.
The sideburns.
Yeah.
The sideburns are really
it's
doing
the sideburns
that.
And I think it's the glasses. But when I say he brought it, like he really, really brought it.
Yeah. Did you hear the whole speech?
I heard some of it. I didn't hear the end.
It's worth it.
Ellie did say, Ellie said, you know, excuse the language. So
in the end, in that's the end, only part.
The assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Javier Gerardo Milei, President
tool.
Of the Argentine Republic. I request protocol to escort His Excellency and invite him to address the assembly.
That's the president walking out, president of Argentina walking out there.
That's right, to the United Nations. Mm-hmm. This is first trip to this council. Mm-hmm. Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But you're not going to hear him. You're going to hear the translator.
Right. Or you could just pretend he's got a really silly voice, but it's not going
to. Autoridades de las Naciones Unidas.
To the authorities of the United Nations, representatives of the various countries, member countries, and all of the citizens of the world that are watching us, good afternoon. For those of you who are not aware, I'm not a politician. I'm an economist. I'm a liberal libertarian economist.
All right. Huh. Here's the thing. I don't agree with that part of him.
Right.
Libertarianism is I'm not a libertarian because that sometimes is freedom without values.
Right.
I have values.
It's like if you want to commit crimes, go ahead. You can do whatever you want sort of thing.
I would say libertarians will say that. I think they would still have a sense of right and wrong. Mm-hmm. But as to other moral values or religious or faith values, they're not big on that. It's not they're against it. They're not big on it.
Got you.
That's not their main focus.
Okay.
That's libertarianism.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
But who was honored to become the president of the Republic of Argentina following the resounding failure of more than a century of collectivist policies that destroyed our country. This is my first speech to the United Nations General Assembly, and I'd like to take this opportunity to humbly alert the different nations of the world about the path that we are moving down and have been for decades, and about the danger that this organization failing as it has been doing in its original mission. I haven't come here to tell the world be doing. I've come here to tell the world, on the one hand, what will happen if the United Nations continues to promote collectivist policies that it's been promoting under the mantle of the 2030 agenda, and on the other hand, the values of the new Argentina. I want to begin by giving credit where credit's due. The United Nations was born out of the horror of the cruelest war in global history, and the main aim of it was to ensure that it never happened again. To do so, the organization engraved its fundamental principles in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. from that was born a basic agreement around one maxim, that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. Mm-hmm. Right. Under the watch of this.
What he's saying there sounds very familiar, because it sounds very much like...
Yeah, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with mm-hmm. certain inalienable rights. Like, that's very familiar language.
Yeah. We're going to hear, it's like you said, we're going to hear that more and more. Even though this is the president of Argentina, these are very American
sounds
values.
Sounds like it's speaking American for America. Values.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
Organization, the adoption of this and the adoption of these ideas over the last 70 years, humanity has experienced the longest period of global peace in history, which has coincided with the greatest period of economic growth in history. It established an international forum in which nations can resolve their conflicts through cooperation rather than resorting instantaneously to weapons. And it achieved something previously unthinkable, to sit the five great powers of the world around one same table with the same veto power, despite having completely counterposed interests. All of this didn't mean that the scourge of war disappeared, but it did, at least for now, ensure that no conflict has escalated to global proportions. The result was that we moved from having two world wars in less than 40 years, which together claimed more than 120 million lives, to having 70 consecutive years of relative global peace and security.
So he is, in a sense, complimenting the UN. He's like, okay, so this whole organization began with a good mission. The mission was to promote peace. The mission was to help stop war, because Europe was so engulfed with one war after the other. It's like, please stop trying to dominate the world.
Right.
So this was created to stop fighting. But now, if you would jump up about maybe say 5 minutes, David, for time's sake, that mission is long gone. So listen to what he says then.
Replaced by a model of supranational government of international bureaucrats that attempt to impose on citizens of the world a specific way of living. What we're discussing in New York this week at the Summit of the Future is nothing more than going further down this tragic path, the tragic path that this institution has adopted. Going further down this path, which in the very words of the Secretary General calls on us to define a new social contract, redoubling our commitments in the 2030 agenda. On this, I'd like to be clear about Argentina's position. The 2030 agenda, although it's well-intentioned in its goals, is nothing but a supranational government program that is socialist in shape.
Ooh, did he just say that? He just used the word socialist.
Wow.
Isn't that what we're saying in America, that this is what's happening?
Yes.
Marxist socialism is on the march and it's on the ballot.
That's what he's saying. I mean, he's saying in 6 years from now, the UN agenda, that's what it's all about, is about creating that.
So all the Christians out there and all those well-meaning people who can't tell us to calm down, calm down, maybe you need to get excited,
right?
Because apparently you are completely clueless.
Right. Yeah. Get a little uncalm. Why don't you do that?
That's right.
In six very short years, the UN's going to be talking about imposing this. And that's the whole point of the UN, is it's global.
Yeah. That's right. In America, if the wrong party gets in power, and it doesn't take long to know what I'm talking about here, they will 100% support UN, because their understanding of America is America needs to find its little spot around the table and keep its mouth shut, and it's time to let other people talk. That's how some of these people believe about America. I believe America needs to either walk in there and say, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, I called this meeting for a reason.
Right.
This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or say, oh, really? Is that what it is? Then, sorry, I'm not coming.
Yeah, we're out.
I have another agenda. I have another appointment, and it's picking up candy bars or something.
I hate to do it, but I got a daggone go.
Sorry. I will unfortunately be out of town.
I got to bounce.
I got to bounce.
Yeah.
And not show up. That's what he's saying. He is saying we're not going to show up.
Right.
And we're saying, where do you want? You want to sit by the toilet? Yes, gladly.
I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it.
It's time, America.
Can I just get a little TV so I can see that? No.
Thank you for this tile. I'll just sit over here in the corner.
I'll listen in. Yeah.
modernity with solutions that afflict the sovereignty of nation states and violate the right to life, right to freedom and property of persons. It's an agenda that purports to resolve poverty, inequality, discrimination with legislation that simply furthers these issues. Because the history of the world has shown that the only way of guaranteeing prosperity is by limiting the power of the monarch, by guaranteeing equality before the law, defending the right to life, to freedom and to the ownership and property of individuals. The adoption of this agenda is fully in line with these privileged interests and looks beyond the principles that were set out in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It has therefore twisted the role of this organization and set it on the wrong course. We've seen how an organization that was born to defend the rights of man has become one of the main proponents of systematic violations of freedom, such as, for instance, the lockdowns imposed in 2020.
Ooh, which should be wait a minute. What did he just say? What did he just say? Can we
go back a few seconds?
Yeah, what did he just say?
Of freedom, such as, for instance, the lockdowns imposed in 2020, which should be composed.
So
get him,
that's, isn't that what we've been saying for the past 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And when we said that, you are so unscientific.
Well, they're doing it to him, too, because there's a bunch of websites right now that are calling him a political provocateur beloved by the alt-right. They
word.
I've never once heard of one. First off, I don't even know any alt-right people, but I've never once heard people like on the alt-right go, you know who I really love? Javier Milei or whatever.
I can't even say his name. Posters of the Argentinian president
the
up in their room.
The second someone starts talking like this, the people on the alt-right
gonna get canceled.
Love him. People on the alt-right Nazis love this guy.
He's Jewish, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
So many holes. It's like
all
Swiss
I did
cheese.
Was Google his name, and one of the first websites called him a political. I just Googled his name. I've never heard of him before. My wife posted that thing. They're calling him a political provocateur beloved by the alt-right. The alt-right kids, they love this guy.
Oh my gosh. How terrible this is. They do this. Okay, just jump ahead. 5 minutes more. How about that? Just for time's sake. I wish we had more time. Let's just go right there. Perfect.
As we know, the Argentines have a first-hand experience of this with the Malvinas Islands. We have also seen that the veto of the permanent members of the Security Council has begun to be used in the defense of the specific interests of a certain few. That's where we are today, with a powerless organization, powerless to provide solutions to the true global conflicts. For instance, the aberrant Russian invasion of Ukraine, which has costed the lives of more than 300,000 people and left behind more than 1 million wounded. This is an organization that, rather than tackling these conflicts, invests time and effort.
You know what he's doing there? He has taken each of them. He picked him up like this, put him on his show it, David. What is he doing over there?
Get across his lap, Nicholas. Nick, get across his lap so we can show the people at home. He's not going to do that. He's eating a biscuit and a bev over there.
Yeah, he's giving them a whooping.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
100%. Yeah. And they're just sitting there taking it, too. They're writing when it cuts to the people, they're like writing it down. Okay.
Or they're like...
on poor countries, how they should and how much they should produce, who they should do relations with, what they should eat, what they should believe in, Pact for the Future purports to dictate. This long list of errors and contradictions
He's only been in office less than a year.
Led to a loss of credibility for the United Nations.
So he's saying these poor countries who want to do better, they want to connect with the West, especially with America, and build their economy and give their people chance at living out their dreams. And these people in the UN are telling them who to support and who not to support and what agenda to support and what COVID to go with. He's calling them out.
Yeah, he is. He's not mincing words.
And I hope
all
those countries have sense enough to listen and say, why are we listening to these European countries? Why are we listening to these people or Asia, whoever they are, who are doing this? Why are we listening to these power brokers?
Right. Right. These people who are in charge, for some reason, we don't know why they're in charge. We don't know how they got there, but they're the ones calling the shots, pulling the puppet strings. And we have just been all too content to go along with it.
And the attacks will keep coming. They'll attack this guy. I didn't realize that. I'm Googling him now as we're seeing. He's only been in office since December, but he's really making waves in Argentina and globally.
And I looked up the Argentinian economy. Things are going better and better. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's up and up.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He is saying everything. All the principles on which this nation, the United States of America, was founded upon. That's pretty much what he's saying. What he's saying in 2024, our founding fathers said in 1776.
No wonder Argentina's on the up and up, man. No wonder. Yeah.
None of these things are new. Yeah. In fact, I think much of it we probably took from the playbook of the founding fathers.
Probably.
I mean, what a great playbook to pull from. Like, obviously, it has worked well for America up to this point. Now, granted, you know, our country, as in present days, we've gotten away from that. But it's gotten us to where we are now.
That's right.
Why not borrow from that? If it's worked well, I mean, he's saying all those things and applying it in the Argentinian context.
That's
and
right.
Look at that gaze, man. He's intense.
He means business.
He didn't come to play. He came to win.
Put it up on the screen. Man.
He came to win.
My man's not taking prisoners. Javi, I give you respect, man. There's one for you. Oh, I can't do the applause. Just put the applause in right there. I give it to you, Javi. Appreciate you, man.
We'll do the applause
Appreciate
ourselves.
You, man.
Man, that's amazing. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Be a part of what God is doing through the Clearview Today Show and reaching the nations with the gospel of Jesus. Lots of great content coming your way the rest of this week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.